I said there are two toxic Queenslanders in town. One's the Palmer United Party, headed by Clive Palmer. The other is the cane toad. We've been sent a photograph, a cane toad spotted out at Lang Warren. On the line, the cane toad spotter, Marcia Beckerleg. Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Where'd you see it?
In the driveway. I came home about 9 o'clock last night and was drizzling a bit, and I saw this frog hop across the driveway, and I thought, oh, isn't this wonderful? Green tree frog, good, promoting all the eco things. Got out and had a look, and I thought, oh, well, I'll just take my torch, my phone torch, and had a closer look, and suddenly all my warm and fuzzy feelings went very quickly because it looked very much like a cane toad.
Well, you've taken a photograph of it, and we'll put it on our website and get some views. It's certainly, it's not your average toad, is it? How big was it?
Well, it was only a baby, so it was only a little one. But I lived up at Northern Rivers of New South Wales and Brisbane for 15 years, so I had plenty of exposure to cane toads up there, and so it was... It was like, no, not in our backyard.
So you reckon it is, knowing cane toads, you reckon it is a cane toad?
I don't know. It could be just another variety of toad that's common to down here. Well, I've only lived in Lang Warren for 2 years, so I'm not that familiar with it.
We'll get some advice. Did you follow the traditional method of dealing with a cane toad and get a three iron?
No, well, because that just leaves horrible splattered marks on your tree.
How do you know?
But I did have, from she who would step over an ant, when it comes to cane toads, I do suddenly get this other person that comes out, and I have instant thoughts of road rage and salt and Dettol.
Frog attack. Okay, thank you. Toad attack.